Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up. Richmond wrapping up its season-opening homestand with the final game against the Bowie Bay Sox this morning. First pitch at 10:35 a.m. It's an education day, a morning start. We're now joined on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up by Jacob Hayward. What'd you have for breakfast this morning?
Eggs, grits, and bacon.
Eggs, grits, and bacon. Sounds like a nice hearty breakfast. What's the toughest part about these morning games?
Trying to stay locked in. I kind of got used to it last year a little bit at San Jose. Just not to overthink it, you know, just relax and just know it's the same game that you all been playing, so it's fine.
You're off to a pretty good start this season. You've reached base in all five games you played. You're at the top of the Eastern League leaderboards in a lot of categories. Still early, but what's been working well for you?
Just being patient, understanding my strike zone, trying to get good pitches to hit. I got a few lucky hits, you know, early on, but I think it's just really about being patient and getting the right pitch to hit.
You're also, though, the team's league leader in exit velocity, at least for one of your hits so far. What does that say about where your swing is right now?
My swing feels good. It all came down to just being on time, trusting my timing, and getting back to that. First few games, I was a little off with timing, and that's all it took, just a few games, and just I feel good being on time, just being ready to hit.
First season for you at the Double-A level after playing the entire season last year at San Jose. What's been the adjustment like to the Eastern League?
It's not too big of an adjustment. It's almost a little bit easier with sticking with your plan and staying in the strike zone because the umpire's a lot better here than high A. But it's not too bad. You just got to be on time, make sure you're ready for every single pitch. You can't take a pitch off here.
We're wrapping up the first homestand in Richmond here at the Diamond. What are your first impressions at the city of Richmond?
Oh, it's fun. It's nice. The fans are great. People are really good. Really good to us, and I appreciate them coming out and supporting us every time we go out on the field. And it's really fun. I just love it. I love it here.
You've got a bunch of guys in this clubhouse that you've played with before at levels coming up in the Giant system, and some guys who have had some big league experience that are now here in Richmond as well. What have you learned from some of those veteran guys?
Just take your time. You know, when you get a pitch, take a hack at it. You know, you have nothing to lose. Every opportunity you get, you just got to play as hard as you can. Not every day is promised for the next, you know, so you always got to play as hard as you can and do the best you can every single day.
Batting fifth in the lineup this morning, you've batted in a bunch of different spots, leadoff included. You've played a bunch of different spots in the outfield. How do you adjust to the different roles?
It's tough, but in this lineup, I don't really worry about it because we have so many good players, so many good hitters. You know, it's respect all around. Somebody's hitting fifth, ninth, eighth, seventh, sixth, whatever. It doesn't matter. You just try to go out there and do your job, get on base, and get a good pitch to hit. And then on defense, it's just getting your reps in. Just getting used to the field and just understand where you're at in the field and where you have to be at against the hitters. But everything else is good.
What's it been like working with Willie Harris as a manager?
It's amazing. You know, you hear him rooting for you from the dugout. Every time, he's always on the top step, and that's really good. That goes a long way with a lot of players, so it's good.
All right, Jacob, thanks very much. Maybe have some more coffee before we get started. I certainly need it, but appreciate your time.
Appreciate it, bro. Thank you.
We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. The starting lineups are next on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan.